you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
Bumps to the left of me, bumps to the right of me, into the valley of powder we go.
I can't wait to hit those slopes tomorrow, Mrs. Garrett. And I know Natalie's gonna love it.
Said Natalie's not going.
What?
Natalie, I thought you were looking forward to this weekend.
I was. Then I woke up this morning and had this very vivid picture of myself in a full body cast. Do you have any idea how many signatures it takes to cover something like that? I don't know that many people.
What brought this on?
I found this in Tootie's pocket.
It's just my old lift ticket.
Read it.
The purchaser of this ticket understands that skiing is a dangerous sport. Falls and collisions do occur and injuries may result.
It's not a sport, it's a death wish.
I remember the first time I went skiing. I hit a tree stump and turned my ankle.
That reassures me no end.
And I had to be carried all the way down the mountain by my incredibly handsome ski instructor.
Oh?
I spent the entire weekend sipping cocoa by the fireplace in the lodge while he hovered about.
Ah, yes. I remember last year's ski trip and my ski instructor, Lars.
Lars?
We're talking hunk on ice.
Okay, Blam, all set.
Joe, we're visiting New York for the weekend, not going on maneuvers.
That's right, Blair.
The weekend. 2 days, 48 hours. Doesn't that tell you anything? Yes. I forgot my backup hairdryer. Be right back.
I can't wait to get back to my old neighborhood. I miss that New York attitude.
Rude and hostile.
Yeah. Up here, everyone is so, have a nice day. I'm ready for a good old-fashioned rank-out session.
We rank out, don't we, Tootie?
We are so rank.
Oh, yeah? We'll try this. You're so dumb, you can't spell IQ.
All set.
And you're so spoiled that if you were milk, the date on the carton would read BC.
Turn blue.
You see? Turn blue. And that was her best shot.
So, you two good buddies gonna see each other while you're in New York?
Not if I see her first.
Hey, we better hurry if we're gonna make that train.
Joe, don't just sit there. We gotta run. Joe, will you get that bag for me, please?
Sure, sure. There you go. Isn't that beautiful? Do you smell that?
What is that?
Grand Central Station, New York. I I feel like I died and went to heaven.
Well, it smells like something did. Why did we ask our friends to meet us here?
Because it's convenient.
What'll it be, girls?
Give me a cherry cola.
I'll have the same. Oh, make sure mine's in a clean glass, please.
Are you planning to do anything this weekend besides change clothes?
The way you're complaining, you'd think you were the one lugging this around.
I just don't like things slowing me down. You gotta be fast on your feet in this town.
Here we go again. Another lecture on survival in the urban jungle.
Well, you could use one, Miss Congeniality.
Are you referring to my conversation with that gentleman on the train?
You don't strike up a conversation with a total stranger. In this city, you make eye contact with the wrong person. Next thing you know, they're dragging the river.
I'll take my chances when the eyes are that blue. He was a doll. Anyway, I wouldn't have been sitting next to him at all if you hadn't made me switch seats with you.
I had to switch with you. I have to face forward when I travel.
But I hate riding backwards. I like to see where I'm going.
Well, if I'd been riding backwards, you would have also seen someone throwing up.
Two cherry colas. Who gets a clean glass? Just a little New York humor.
I don't believe my eyes.
What?
A real magazine rack. You know what that means?
Real magazines.
Oh, to be back in glorious civilization. French Vogue, Italian Vogue.
Yeah, they got Dirt Bike Digest and Chopper News.
Warner. Becker. You just make me want to toss my seat. It is nauseating how you get more gorgeous from one year to the next. Oh, you look fabulous. I just love that sweater.
Oh, I would kill. We're talking murder. One for that hair.
I think I just stumbled into a Farrah Fawcett convention.
Dina, this is Jo. She's a schoolmate of mine.
Is she really?
Dina Becker. So nice to meet you.
Likewise. There are certain things you gotta see with your own eyes to believe.
So, you go to the same school as Warner here.
How wonderful!
I mean, where else but in America would someone like you even know someone like her?
Hey, stranger.
Finn, nah. Don't they beat you up in that school?
I can't believe it.
Jesse, this is someone who goes to my school, Blair Warner.
Hi.
Hello. Oh.
So, like, Jack.
And this is her friend here, Princess Di.
Dina Becker.
So you're Jesse. Joe's told me so much about you.
Oh, yeah, same here. You weren't kidding, were you?
Jesse and Joe, did you two ride with the Dalton gang? Hey!
Watch it. Both people. I'm sure you can't turn around without bumping into half the cast of Shogun.
Then I suppose your family came over on the Mayflower. Don't you know New York is a melting pot? Different people from different places. We should try to make them feel at home.
Blair likes to think of herself as hostess to the world.
I simply speak the international language.
Yeah, shopping. A day with Blair is like going up San Juan Hill. Every time you turn around, she's yelling, "Charge!"
Speaking of charging, have I got a weekend planned? There is not one store in Manhattan that we won't be giving some serious attention to.
Oh, the going shopping, how divine.
And what are you two planning this weekend? Knocking over a few candy stores?
How'd you like to gargle eggshells, sweetheart? I think we could just hang out tomorrow. You know, check out the old neighborhood.
Great, yeah.
Be careful, girls. Remember, it's a jungle out there.
It's about to be a jungle in here if you don't watch your mouth, Miss Clara.
Don't you threaten me.
Honestly, this one is right out of the Sweat Hogs.
You're asking for it, Barbie doll.
I'll thank you not to take that tone with my friend.
She'll take whatever tone she wants with your friend.
How déclassé. Oh, that means low.
In your rear. That means in your rear.
Little words for little minds.
And just whose mind are you calling little, muffin head?
Hers. And don't you call me names, you grungy grease monkey.
Why don't you go to the garbage dump and turn yourselves in?
Why don't you turn blue?
Telling her, Dina.
Come on, Jesse, let's bolt.
No, you don't. We'll bolt first.
Is this all you brought?
I was in a hurry.
Come on, let's move it.
Hildy! Hildy!
What a wonderful way to spend Saturday morning. Breakfast at the Plaza. And the doorman, Mr. Johnson, remembering me after all this time. I'm having a lovely day.
I'm going to be ill.
What is it?
Hildy's had to run off. She lost a filling or something. What am I supposed to do now? I've got our whole crowd coming over for luncheon and positively nothing to serve. Honestly, the selfishness of some people.
We'll make something ourselves.
Very funny, Warner. What are we going to do?
We'll throw together a tuna salad or something.
I beg your pardon.
Tuna. You've heard of tuna fish? It's like welfare sturgeon. You must have some in the house.
Well, if we do, chances are it's for the cat. Really, Warner, you're not seriously suggesting that we, that is you and I, prepare lunch for our friends.
Why not?
Oh, Warner, you always were the one to try anything once. Making lunch. That's so cute.
It's not a big deal. This is a kitchen, you know, not the space shuttle.
I know that this is a kitchen. That's why I stay away from it as much as possible.
This is tuna fish, should the subject ever come up again. See the little fishy? Now we open it.
You really are serious about this.
Tuna salad. It's tuna, mayonnaise, and something crunchy. Name something crunchy.
Diamonds.
Come on, Becker.
Well, if I don't make jokes, I'll lose my temper. hit you. You're turning into a domestic. What's happened to you?
I spend a lot of time around the kitchen in school.
I don't believe it.
Well, believe it. I work there.
You work in a kitchen? Like a common, ordinary maid?
There is nothing ordinary about me. I do dishes. I wait tables. I even make extraordinary oatmeal.
Well, I wouldn't brag about it. Blair, I remember when you couldn't even make your own bed.
Still not my best thing. Anyway, what is wrong with doing some things for yourself?
Nothing. If you have to. But we don't have to.
I'm back, Miss Dina.
Hildy, where have you been?
I'm sorry, I had a bad tooth.
I know that. And you know that we are expecting guests. Now, what do you intend to do?
It's already been done, Miss Dina. The gazpacho is chilling, and the crepes are always supposed to be prepared at the last minute.
Well, you gave me quite a scare. In the future, could you please take better care of your teeth so that this doesn't happen again?
Baker! Hildy, how is your tooth?
Ask the dentist. He's got it.
How could you take her side?
All I did was ask her how her tooth was.
You know what I mean. Or at least you did before you trotted off to that school.
What is wrong with that school? I've made a lot of good friends there.
Like that little hoodlum at the coffee shop. Face it, Warner, that school's gone downhill. They let almost anybody in there now.
Becker, in your ear.
And I had a wide open shot.
That's three zip, Joe. You want to go again?
Let's knock it off for a while.
I never used to be able to beat you.
Guess I'm slipping in my old age.
You don't get enough competition up in farm country. Takes a little street action to keep your game sharp. Sure you don't want to go again?
Maybe later. This place has changed.
Yep, whole neighborhood has.
Yeah. But not Mrs. Lombardo at the record store. She remembered me. She kept staring at me the whole time we were in there.
Sure she did. She was afraid you were going to lift something.
Excuse me, girls. Could you hand me those checkers, please?
Why don't you just get up and get them yourself?
Hey, Jesse.
Oh, you don't know these two. They're always giving us a hard time. If it's not our music, it's the way we talk, the way we dress.
Hey, come on. There you go.
Thank you, miss.
Oh, sure. 5 minutes a year, he's a human being. The rest of the time, he's calling the cops.
It's a community rec room. He's part of the community.
Yeah? So are they. Everywhere you look, there's nothing but conga dancers.
Beach disco. What are you so down on them for?
Because they're taking over. Spanish is becoming the mother tongue of the Bronx.
So what's wrong with picking up another language?
If it's all the same, I'd just as soon they learn mine. I was here first. See that?
The mural? Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, you think so? Nah. I think it's missing something. Fortunately, I got just what it needs.
Hey, come on.
Oh, come on what? You used to do it.
I know.
Hey, we gotta take our stand. It's us against them.
And people wonder what's killing the city.
Who are you, Mayor Koch? You go off to some hotshot school, now you come back talking like some kind of social worker.
You know, you live here too. Why turn this place into a combat zone?
Because that's what it is. But you wouldn't know that, would you? Well, we're here manning the barricades. You're off in Fantasy Island.
Look, I just go to school in Peekskill. This is my home.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Jesse, I care about this place. I care about you.
Oh, so that's why you're giving me lessons on how I should act.
I'm not.
Oh, no, it's great. I can learn from you. Listen, up at that school of yours, when you drink tea, do you hold your pinkies up or down?
Lay off the school, Jesse. It's not like that.
Then how is it?
It's a good place, and I'm lucky. You know, you're lucky, too. Come on, there's so much going on around you, past those barricades. You got the whole city out there.
Oh, what's that, philosophy? Listen, I'm the one who has to live here. I'll do it any way I want.
Don't ruin it, Jesse.
I've had just about enough from you, you know?
Leave me alone!
Give it back! I'm not kidding you, you're asking for a shot.
It's a nice painting, Jesse. Look at it.
Oh, that's great. That's great, you take their side. Well, you know what? You can spend the rest of your weekend singing La Cucaracha with them because you ain't spending it with me.
You better get out of here. Your odds get a lot worse after the sun goes down. You coming or what?
Sure.
You didn't have to worry. Your friend made it.
You were worried? I wasn't worried.
I'm not that late.
You're late. We said 3:15.
All right, I'm sorry. So, how was your weekend?
Great. Just great. How was yours?
Exhausting. If there's anything adorable left to buy in Manhattan, it certainly isn't my fault. How's your friend? Rocky?
Jesse. Oh, yeah. She's fine. The same.
Becker hasn't changed much either. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to get back to school. To relax, if nothing else.
Now I'm beat myself.
We better get going.
Oh, yeah.
After all, we want to make sure you get a seat facing front.
Thank you.